Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here on this Sunday morning, battling the heat to come into the air conditioning. So we're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship today, we've been working our way through Ephesians chapter 4, dealing with the theme of walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. And we're down now in verse 17, where we read, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." That's an interesting phrase there, but it's talking about walking worthy of our vocation, how we're not to walk. You know, my mom used to tell me, said, "Todd, I know who you were hanging out with at school today. You're talking and you're walking just like them." Any of your parents ever tell you that? They could tell who you were hanging out with. And you would walk, and there were some kids that just had a really cool way that they walked. And you said, "Well, if they can get girls because they walk that way, I'm going to imitate that. That's going to work for me." And it didn't. But that's just the way kids think. And my mom could always spot it. "Yeah, you were hanging out with so-and-so today. You're talking like them, and you're walking like them. Just be yourself." Well, that's what this verse is saying. It says, "Do not walk as other Gentiles in the vanity of their mind." What does that mean, the vanity of their mind? Well, the word vanity has the idea of emptiness, right? That which is like a vapor. It just is there for a second and then it's gone. Whenever we trust our own mind to lead us, that we have enough savvy and we have enough intellectual ability that we can just do things without God, we've entered into a walk that is unworthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. God is telling us, "I want you to walk in my mind, not in the mind of the culture." It's interesting. He uses the idea of Gentiles, all right? The idea of the culture of the Gentiles, how they walk, how they do things. We could easily say our culture today, American culture. Most of it is anti-God. I mentioned in our opening Sunday school this morning that George Barna released a poll on Friday that said that belief in God is at an all-time low in the United States of America. Well, what have we done? We've transferred the Gentile mind in place of God. And we're getting the results of that. The chaos and the confusion and the utter collapse of our culture today is because we're not following God's mind, we're following another mind. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to walk worthy of the vocation that God has called you in, then you need to walk in His mind, amen? His mind is declared right here in this book. You don't have to guess. You don't have to try to figure it out. It's right here in the Word. Saturate your heart and mind with God's Word, and you'll have God's mind about what you ought to do and the call that God's given to you.